Welcome to episode 244 of the Deeper Christian Podcast. This is the podcast to help you study God's Word, know Jesus intimately, and discover how you can build your life around Jesus Christ. I'm Nathan Johnson, and in today's episode, I want your help in choosing my next Bible study series. Let's dive in. As many of you know, one of the things I have the joy and privilege of doing is getting to teach on the Daily Thunder podcast. It's a podcast that Eric Luty and myself kind of bring a message of truth every single day of the week. And we're kind of in a funny season right now. We're kind of in what we're calling the scattered thunderstorms, which is kind of a not every day, but just several days throughout the week. But we're kind of giving some space and some time so that we can prepare for our upcoming series starting this June. Well, yesterday I finished recording my Scattered Thunderstorm series, walking through God's calling from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 through 3. And the reason we wanted to pre-record this Scattered Thunderstorm season or series is so that we'd actually have some time over the next couple of months to work on the content for the series this summer. Both Eric and I are going to be taking a series starting in June and going through mid-September. It's actually the longest season or series that we've done thus far. And so I'm just really excited about the potential and what we're going to get into. Now, Eric has not announced his series yet, so I'm not going to, expose that on the podcast. Though secretly, I do kind of like that idea of dropping a hint of what he's going to be doing. It's tempting. Well, I myself have been wrestling through what I should be focusing on, and I've really just been praying through it, and I've come down to three kind of concepts or topics that I've just been setting before the Lord, saying, okay, I need direction. What should I spend my study time focused on for the sake of not only the listeners who are going to be listening to Daily Thunder this summer and early fall, but specifically, or even more so, my own soul? And so I just thought it'd be fun, since I'm kind of very open-handed with this with the Lord, is to involve you, my dear listener, in the choosing of my upcoming series. Well, in case you've never listened to Daily Thunder, let me give you a quick background. Typically in a normal season, for example, this summer when we have students on our campus, Eric will teach Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays going through a particular series, and I will teach on Tuesdays and Thursdays walking through my own series. Now, this upcoming season is going to be 14 weeks long, which means that my series is going to be 28 episodes. So as a dear listener, I would love to have your feedback on my three options I'm about to give you. So in the show notes for this episode, you'll see a link to a Google form that is really simple. You just click on the form and just check whichever of these three just most intrigues you. Or you'd say, wow, I would love to listen to that or dive more into that topic. Or yes, I could endure Nathan speaking on that for 28 episodes. But again, I would love for you just to take 10 seconds out of your day, click on the link, and give me your thoughts, because this will really just kind of help me process through of what you, as my dear listeners on the Deeper Christian Podcast, would just be intrigued to listen to in this upcoming season of my own personal study and the exhortation of God's Word. So here are the three that I've been pondering. Number one is continuing my study through the book of Ephesians. So I'm in chapter 4 in my Ephesians series, so it could be a great opportunity to potentially get through chapter 4. That's so sad to even think about, which I just think is so funny to ponder the fact that in 28 episodes, I'm not sure if I can get through another chapter. But regardless, the idea is continuing in my Ephesians study and working through chapter 4 this upcoming season. So number one is the book of Ephesians, chapter 4. Number two is walking through what I'm, as a placeholder title, would be the grand and glorious gospel. In other words, it'd be a deep dive into what is the gospel and how are we to understand the richness and the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So over the course of 28 episodes, looking at the different depths and aspects of the wonderful gospel that has changed our lives. And then the third choice, which I don't have a working title yet, is more the idea of looking at the concept of idols and idolatry and seeking the Lord. Over the last maybe year or two, I've been pondering this idea of doing a personal study for myself on this idea of the idols and the altars in Scripture. They seem so significant, especially in the Old Testament, but then how does that apply and affect our lives now in the New Covenant? Just along this vein, I love what Psalm 24, verse 3 and 4 says. The question is asked, who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? And in other words, I want to draw near to the Lord. I want to have this intimacy and relationship with him. Well, what does that require? And here's the answer in verse 4 of Psalm 24. It's he or she who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up their soul to falsehood. And some translations say idols, nor have they sworn deceitfully. So there's this idea then that if I'm going to approach the Lord, then I must have a clean hands, a pure heart, and not give myself unto idols. Well, that seems like in our modern culture such a significant topic, because though we don't have Buddha statues in front of us, for the most part as a culture, the reality is we do have a lot of idolatry, even in the church in our modern day. So I've just been wrestling through just wanting to do a personal study, and I thought it could be a neat way of kind of forcing that study in my life because I'd be delivering it in the Daily Thunder series. So those are the three things I've just been pondering, and would love to hear your feedback on which would you be most stirred or intrigued to listen to throughout the summer. Again, number one is the continued study in the book of Ephesians, which would be in chapter 4. Number two is looking at the grand and glorious gospel that has transformed our lives and the nuances of that. And number three is looking at this idea of altars and idolatry and what does it truly mean to seek the Lord. Well, I would love to hear your feedback. It'd probably take less than 10 seconds. So if you could just do a great blessing in my life and just click the link in the show notes and just click which of those three things that you'd be most intrigued or stirred to listen to, that'd be a great blessing as I'm just continually setting this before the Lord and praying and just trying to determine in these next couple of weeks, how should I be spending my time as I'm preparing for this upcoming series? Well, I know this is a slightly different kind of an episode where I'm just kind of requesting your help, but I just wanted to say, as a dear listener, thank you so much for tuning in each week to the Deeper Christian Podcast. It really is a great joy and a blessing to be in your earbuds and to join you just in this journey of life as we pursue Jesus Christ and walk further down the narrow way of the cross. And again, that link where you can give some feedback is found in the show notes if you're listening to a podcast app, or you can go to the actual show notes page on my website, which would be deeperchristian.com/244 for episode 244. And until next time, know I'm standing with you, I'm praying for you, and I'm cheering you on as you build your life around Jesus Christ.